two deck passengers that enlivened the return trip of the Idaho were small black bear cubs, 4 or 5 months old. There was always high revel on the hurricane deck during the dog watches when the bears were fed, and cakes and lumps of sugar from the cabin table enticed them to play pranks. The treacherous young Bruin, bought at Chilcat, grew fat on the voyage and was twice the size of the little stunted cub bought off a trader at Fort Wrangell. The Chilcat cub climbed the rigging like a born sailor after a fortnight's training, but much teasing made him surly and suspicious, and he would run for the rat lines at the sight of a man. For the ladies, who fed them on sugar and salmon berries, both bears showed a great fondness, and the two clumsy pets would trot around the deck after them as tamely as kittens and stand up and beg for sugar plainly. The little Fort Wrangell bear would crawl up on a bench beside one and make plaintive groans until it was petted, and it would sun itself contentedly there for hours. They were amiable playfellows together, but they were puzzled and bewitched by the agile little toy terrier Toots, who lived on an Afghan in the captain's cabin. That aristocratic little mite of a dog delighted to caper around and bewilder the bears with his quick motions, and it was a funny byplay to watch these young animals together. One evening in the Gulf of Georgia, we lingered on deck to watch a stormy, crimson sunset, and after that, when the moon rose like a fiery ball from the water and faded to pale gold and silver on the zenith, the company grew musical and sang in enthusiastic chorus all the good old sea songs. With the first notes of the music, the bears came pattering out and, circling gravely before the singers, lay down, folded their forepaws before them in the most human attitude, and listened attentively to Nancy Lee and John Brown.